Flight from the cities, existing home sales jump 9.4%, clobbering expectations. By John Carney on October 22, 2020. Sales of existing homes jumped 9.4% in September to a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 6.54 million, the fourth consecutive monthly gain. Sales were up 20.9% compared with September of 2019. This was the highest sales pace since May of 2006. Each of the four major regions experienced month-over-month and year-over-year growth, with the Northeast seeing the highest climb in both categories, the National Association of Realtors said Thursday. Sales rose 16.2% in the Northeast, 9.6% in the West, 8.5% in the South, and 7.1% in the Midwest. Economists polled by Econity had expected a climb to 6.2 million from 6 million in August. The September figure exceeded the top of the range of estimates. Sales of single-family homes rose 9.7% in September to a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 5.87 million, 21.8% higher than a year ago. Sales of apartments and condos rose as well. These were up 6.3% for the month to a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 670,000, 13.6% above last year's rate. Home sales have boomed in the wake of the pandemic lockdowns. Shuttered schools, social distancing, remote work, anti-police political movements, urban rioting, a crime wave of shootings and murders, closed amenities, and health concerns have combined with low interest rates to drive up demand for homes. The median single-family home price is up 15.2% compared with a year ago. The median condo and apartment price is up 9.9%. Demand is outpacing supply. The number of months worth of existing single-family homes on the market fell 10.7% in September to 2.5. This is down 37.5% compared with a year earlier. Including condos and apartments, the supply of homes fell 10.2%, down 32.5% annually, to 2.7%, the lowest level ever recorded in NAR data going back to 1982.